Welcome to Morning Prayer on Wednesday, the 15th of July. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. O Lord, our Governor, how glorious is your name in all the world. Your majesty above the heavens is praised out of the mouths of babes at the breast. You have founded a stronghold against your foes, that you might still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have ordained, what are mortals that you should be mindful of them? Mere human beings that you should seek them out. You have made them little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honour. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands and put all things under their feet. All sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever moves in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Governor, how glorious is your name in all the world. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 111. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Alleluia! I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the faithful and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out by all who delight in them. His work is full of majesty and honour, and his righteousness endures forever. He appointed a memorial for his marvellous deeds. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He gave food to those who feared him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He showed his people the power of his works, in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are truth and justice, and his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever. They are done in truth and equity. He sent redemption to his people. He commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have those who live by it. His praise endures forever. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Gracious God, you are full of compassion. May we who long for your kingdom to come rejoice to do your will and acknowledge your power alone to save through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. For I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand, and afterward receive me with glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, please grant us peace of mind and calm our troubled hearts. Give us the strength and clarity of mind to find our purpose and walk the path you've laid out for us. We trust your love, God, and know that you will heal our stress. Just as the sun rises each day against the dark of night, please bring us clarity with the light of God. God of all hope, we call on you today. We pray for those who are living in fear. Fear of illness, fear for loved ones, fear of others' reactions to them. May your Spirit give us a sense of calmness and peace. We pray for your church in this time of uncertainty, for those people who are worried about attending worship, for those needing to make decisions in order to care for others, for those who will feel more isolated by not being able to attend. Grant us your wisdom, Holy God. We remember that you have promised that nothing will separate us from your love, demonstrated to us in Jesus Christ. Help us turn our eyes, hearts, and minds to you. We give thanks for the food on our tables, for those who grow it, those who prepare it. We pray for those who are hungry and go without, especially those living in poverty and under oppression. We pray for the work of aid agencies throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.